Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. Joining me tonight is going to be Usama Dakdak, born and raised in Egypt, an expert on Islam. He is going to tackle the Dr. Oz controversy. Dr. Oz, well, apparently this guy hasn't even won the primary yet, hasn't even been sworn in to the U.S. Senate, should he win, and he apparently, Dr. Oz, is already pushing Sharia. You say, well, what is Sharia? That's Islamic law. Well, why don't you say Sharia law? Because if you say Sharia law, you're saying law, law. Sharia means that. You don't want to say law, law, so it's just Sharia. And Sharia is Islamic law. And one of the Islamic laws is you don't criticize Islam, you don't criticize the Prophet, and you don't criticize what the Prophet did. Well, Kathy Barnett, I guess she said out there in Twitter world in 2015 that pedophilia is one of the cornerstones of Islam. Well, we had Annie Cyrus, who was born and raised in Iran, sold by her own father at age 13 as a, quote, bride, that's called sex trafficking, to a much older man. She was sold at 13. She can tell you all about sex trafficking in the Islamic world and pedophilia. And she showed us from the Quran, from the Hadiths, what those authoritative books of the Islamic faith say about having sex with children. Don't forget, the Prophet married Aisha at 6, consummated it at the age of 9. Don't tell me pedophilia is not a cornerstone of Islam. We proved it is. But Dr. Oz, well, he apparently said the other night that Kathy Barnett should be removed from the debates because of what she tweeted back in, I think, 2015 it was. So apparently Dr. Oz wants to eliminate anyone from being included in the debate and running for office that criticizes Islam. Well, that would be Sharia. So would we be shocked that a follower of Islam is promoting Sharia? I'm just asking questions here. The dude hasn't even been sworn in. He hasn't even won the primary. He hasn't even won the general. And he apparently is already doing the bidding of the Islamist. We'll ask Usama Dakdak, who have I got tonight? Usama Dakdak. I can't keep them all straight. I got so many of these experts. Usama, Sharam, Annie. We'll ask Usama Dakdak what he thinks about that. And then we're going to be joined by an anonymous whistleblower tonight. My phone rang today. It was a medical doctor I've known for several years. He called me and said, Brandon, I got some folks you need to talk to. You need to hear this story of what's happening in Alabama. It's happening at the VA in Alabama. Apparently a bunch of them are about to be fired. Why? Because they haven't gotten the vax. They don't want to get the vax. What? Medical professionals not wanting to get the vax? What do they know? They know the truth, don't they? And they know the truth partly because we've been reporting it here with people like Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Peter McCullough, and the list goes on and on. We showed you the other night with Dr. James Thorpe, OBGYN, the pictures of the blood clots, something we've never seen in American history. Well, these doctors, these medical workers, these nurses, they don't want to get this shot, and a bunch of them, I'm talking a lot, are on the verge of apparently being fired. What is that going to do to the VA? Well, apparently some of them have called around to some other VAs and said, hey, wait a minute. Are you about to have a house cleaning of your medical workers if they don't get vaccinated? No, not happening at our VA. Call another VA. No, not happening at our VA. Whoa, wait a minute. Why are they targeting this VA in Alabama? I'm reading reports or being told or briefed that it has the highest unvaccinated rate, perhaps, of any VA in the country. Is that why? Or is it because it's in a deep, deep red state of Alabama? Or is this just the beginning of what they're about to do to VAs all over the country? Well, we'll hear from a whistleblower tonight, anonymous whistleblower that I've vetted from a known source who is a doctor. And then we're going to be joined by my buddy Roger Stone. I was going to say Oliver Stone, but it's not. It's Roger Stone. Roger Stone, I've been wanting to interview Roger on this book for months and months and months. And the reason we kept delaying was we kept waiting for the book to come back into print. And I finally said, phooey, you know? Time waits for no man. We've got to talk about this book, The Bush Crime Family, The Inside Story of an American Dynasty. Because, Logan, I don't know if you have the screenshots. I sent them to you if you got them. If not, I'll resend them. Apparently, as Mike Lindell showed us the other night, the George P. Bush, he's running for Attorney General against Ken Paxton, who's been a guest here several times. They apparently put out a wanted poster about Ken Paxton. And I'm thinking to myself, and they're trying to go after him like he's some kind of bad dude or criminal or something. Really? I thought to myself, well, then maybe we should talk about the Bush crime family if they want to play that card. Let's do that with Roger Stone tonight. So busy night, lots to do here, lots to get to. Delta's in the house. I don't know. Do a wide shot. She's wandering around here somewhere. Where is she? Oh, there she is. She was laying in front of the news desk. All right, good girl. I don't see you in your bed. As the summer comes, she kind of starts staying off the bed and laying more on the wood floor. It's cooler. But Delta is in the house. All is right with the world. Logan's where he's supposed to be. Reagan's where he's supposed to be. Van and the rest of them have cleared out for the day. They've already had a full day. So we're happy to have who is here is here. You do have the poster, do you, Logan? All right. Look at you. I sent it in the wrong format, but you fixed it. That's because Logan is good at it. Why are you sitting at the desk staring at me, dog? Look at that. That was supposedly put out by the George P. Bush campaign. Really? Really? I mean, this is baloney. Well, if they want to talk about it, and you know what? They have more to it, but I didn't even want to share the insults and stuff that was on the back of that. But I thought, if they want to talk about that and call someone criminal and all this other stuff they're doing, well, let's just talk about the Bush family then, all right? So we'll do that with Roger Stone. All right, go to a wide shot. What do you want? Have you eaten tonight? Has anyone fed you tonight? She normally eats before we come into the studio, so she'll lay down. Have you not had your dinner? Do you need to eat? Oh, you do need to eat. Well, I bet, okay, well, we'll have to call somebody to come up here and let you out and feed you. I forgot. I'm sorry. My apology. See, if you don't feed her and she doesn't have a full belly, then she won't lay down. I knew something was up. All right, well, joining me now is Usama Dakdak. Usama, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brennan. It's good to be with you, and I'm glad you call me Sean, but do not call me Ann. I don't look any like Ann at all.
You don't look like Annie at all. That's right. Hey, do you remember that day we were filming? We were filming the TV show on Sharia Finance. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we were filming the show on Sharia Finance, and we weren't live. We were taping it. And you were sitting here, and I was sitting over here at this very news desk. And we were talking, and you were just like, you were on a tear, man. What's that? What'd you say?
I was excited about it, and then your dog came in between us, huh?
Yeah, you were on a tear, man, about Sharia Finance and blah, 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 blah. And my dog jumped up on my lap with her front feet like she just did there and was trying to pawing at me, and you were trying to ignore it. You were trying to ignore it.
I couldn't help it. I never been in a stadium and a big dog jump on the set with us like, what am I going to do with that now?
You were trying to ignore it and keep going, and finally we were taping. We have it as a blooper somewhere online. You finally stopped. You were looking at the camera, talking, so serious, ignoring this. She was not giving up. She was trying to tell me it's time to eat. And you finally just stopped and you said, I can't do a show when your doggy is
stop
on the set doing
dog.
That.
Takes his dog away.
So
I remember that.
She's still here and she's still pestering and interrupting shows to go eat. All right, let's so talk cute. About Dr. Oz. I called you today and said,
I love what you said. He have not sworn in yet. But can you tell your audience, or can we ask him, if he won and became the senator of the state of Pennsylvania, what book he will swear on to be in that great office of the great state of Pennsylvania? Wait. Will he swear on the Bible, or will he swear on the Holy Quran?
Wow.
Have anybody ever thought of that? You know what's so amazing? I sent you a video. Actually, as a matter of fact, I sent to Logan, as our great producer, he has three videos. Quickly, first one I want to show if Logan can
look at you sending in videos and doing your homework. See, this is why we love having you on, Usama. We love your cutting edge.
I'm doing my best. I need 2 hours, brother. If you want to talk, we need at least 2 hours. But you know, I have a show at 8 o'clock, and you have some other guests coming up, so we can. But let's look quickly, Logan, if you don't mind, on the first dance. This is how Muslim Sufi do worship. The worship and the Sufi Muslim. If you don't mind, Lubin, go ahead. Let's just. Here we go. Allah.
Wow.
That's no joke, Brennan. These are real worship time as Muslim Sufi worship.
And Dr. Oz is a Sufi Muslim. That's why you bring that up, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, absolutely. And you know what? It is hard to debate a Sufi Muslim because most Sufi Muslims do not know what they believe. And there are so many Sufi traditions of different belief. But the video which I would like really concentrate in the next 15 minutes, whatever time we have together, is a video when Dr. Oz saying so much information with the help of the media. I did not know that Dr. Ben Carson was helping him to win that seat. And sadly, Mr. Trump and Sean Hannity. You know what, Brother Brandon? When the Bible said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, actually the Bible meant my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. All those who are helping some moderate Muslims, as they claim, to gain in power, to come to some high position in this country are what I call, you know that, useful idiots. They are doing great harm to themselves, to their children, to the future of this country without realizing they're doing it. Simply because they think these are good Muslims. These are moderate Muslims. These are secular Muslims, as we're going to hear Dr. Oz himself tell us in that video. But in reality, I prefer to have the worst of the worst of the Democrat. Think of Hunter Biden. If Hunter O. Biden would become a senator for the state of Pennsylvania, I have no problem with it. But I have a problem of any Muslim to run through the Republican Party pretending to be that conservative and gain a seat. Because if that will ever happen, God forbid, if the Muslim can run through the Democrat and the Republican, that means this country is doomed for good because you cannot stop it. And here we go. Listen carefully. If Dr. Oz will not do anything wrong, anything against our constitution, he'll be the best senator. Still a big problem. You know why? Because he will open the door for the rest of the Muslim jihadi, the Muslim brotherhood, the Muslim whatever organization they belong to come to power. And then it will be too late. They are so smart. They're so deceiver. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's time for us, the conservative Christian, to speak the truth in boldness, and we stick with it. But if you're going to speak the truth against Islam and Muslim agenda for America, you have to have the knowledge to speak from the Quran and to speak from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. Otherwise, they will truly label you as Islamophobe or whatever name they want to put on you. So with that, this is just an introduction. I would love if Logan, Brother Brandon, can play for us that video. It's just a few seconds of Dr. Oz opinion about Sharia and how this quick interview is one of the tools which helped him to be where he's at right now in his campaign, in his election in Pennsylvania.
Okay, we'll roll it.
Yeah, you will make history. You'll be the first Muslim senator. One of your notable supporters, Ben Carson, has said in the past that Islam as a religion is incompatible with the Constitution. Is he wrong? Help me through some of this.
Well, Ben, God bless him, has been very supportive of the campaign, has actually come up to Pennsylvania and done town halls with me and teleconferences. You know, we don't want Sharia law in America. I'm a secular Muslim. I don't want any of these religious fanatics playing a role in American society, and I would work aggressively to block them. I understand the beauty of faith and religion. I think Pennsylvania is the first state in the nation to guarantee freedom of religion, but you don't want to impinge on other people with your religion if you're a fanatic who believes that Sharia law has a role, because it doesn't in America.
How does that square? I shouldn't say square, because that's not fair to say that. But let me just ask it this way. Do you believe America is a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles derived from the Bible? How do you see that?
Yes, of course it is. That's demonstrably true. My wife went to seminary. My mother-in-law is an ordained minister. My four Christian kids were all baptized, and my four grandkids are also Christian and baptized. I'm very proud of that. A beautiful religious heritage.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to look at this headline here. This is from our mutual friend Robert Spencer. Dr. Yeah. Oz wants his Senate race opponent barred from the race for thought crime. Be careful when you don't have a sufficiently positive view of Islam. So
yeah,
when he's saying, hey, she should be barred, basically, again, Robert Spencer saying, hey, this is a thought crime. You know, you can't say evil about Islam. He wants her disbarred. So how is that not consistent with Sharia, as I was saying in my introduction? Now, he can sit there and say what he wants, but under Taqiyya, isn't he allowed to sit there and say whatever he wants, even if it's not true?
Of course. If it will help the cause of Islam, he will lie. If he will do nothing, as I said earlier, and he will open the door for the next Muslim to do all the Muslim agenda for America, of course he will do it. But notice, Brother Brennan, as we went through this quick interview, he said to him, you will be making history. This is a guy to interview him. You will be the first Muslim senator. I'm sorry. How can he be the first Muslim senator and Barack Hussein Obama was the first Muslim senator? How many first Muslim senators will have in America? You see, that reporter is not acknowledging the fact that Barack Hussein Obama was the first Muslim senator in the state of Illinois, 2006, 2007. 2008, he became the first Muslim president. So this is a beginning of life. And then he talked about Ben Carson. I did not know that Ben Carson was supporting him, that he said something, it's like unforgivable. You see, he said Islam is a religion, as a religion is incompatible with the Constitution of the United States of America. Excuse me, what happened to Ben Carson? That smart doctor forgot what he said earlier? Of course, you cannot mix Islam with America. First of all, Brother Brennan, he's telling us that he does not want Sharia law. I'm glad you started the program, right? It is Sharia or Islamic law, if you want to speak English. Arabic Sharia, no such thing as Sharia law. What do you mean you don't want Sharia? You're already forcing Sharia on us by get rid of this wonderful sister who was running against him because she said something is not right about Islam and that's not acceptable in Sharia because that is insulting Allah, that is insulting Muhammad, that is insulting Islam. Even though she did not say anything wrong, all what she said was true, except, as I said earlier, if you say anything true about Islam without supporting with the teaching of the Quran, then you are an Islamophobe. When we say Islam is not compatible with America, we're talking about almost every verse of the Quran which Muslims believe in and practice. For example, Quran 551, Allah said, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends. How in the world Dr. Oz is going to work with the rest of the other senators who just happen to be Jews and Christians? We became enemy. For a Muslim man to be a senator in the White House, that means he's going to be enemy to everyone who is a Jew or a Christian. He will not be able to work across the aisle with a Democrat. He will not work with a Republican if he practices Islam. That's why we see Islam does not fit with our Constitution. How about Quran 572, Quran 573, where Allah clearly said, indeed, infidels are those who believe Christ is the Son of God, Son of Virgin Mary is God, or our God is a triune, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Quran teach Quran 47, verse 4, to behead the Jews and the Christians. So when you meet those who became infidel, strike the next until you have made a great slaughter amongst them. How in the world are you going to have a Muslim senator to be part of our Republican Senate, to be part of our 100 American senators? It does not work. It does not fit. But he said he is a secular Muslim. And of course, he will say anything will make the people of America who are naive, know nothing about Islam, know nothing about his agenda, why he is a senator, except to make their ear tickle and make them feel good. So they will continue to have him, to vote for him in the next election in November.
Let me ask you quickly, Usama, about his connection to Turkey. If he's, where's my mic? Oh, I dropped my mic, doggone it, hang on. My mic fell off. Sorry. Let me ask you about Turkey. He keeps talking about being this moderate Muslim. If he's such a moderate Muslim, what about what Annie Cyrus was telling us the other night about his connection to Turkey? She went into great depth about his relationship with a Turkish airline that she claims is owned by just about 50%, a little under 50% of it is owned by the Turkish government. So he's in a relationship, by her account, her report, with this airline, which is Turkish government. He's supposedly gone back, you know, he's voted in Turkish elections. He served in the Turkish military, according again to her report and what we've looked at online. So if all of this is actually true and documented, and he is so pro-Turkey, isn't that in itself a problem when you realize how can he claim to be some kind of moderate Muslim, but apparently, again, correct me if I'm wrong, so aligned with Turkey, which is not a moderate Muslim nation.
Erdogan, the president of Turkey, is anything but moderate. He is a 100% Muslim Brotherhood jihadi extremist. You know, it's amazing when you talk to Muslims, if you do not know too much about Islam, they can take you in circles. They literally can screw your thoughts and your mind and make you believe whatever you want you to believe. So if you talk to a Shiite, they will tell you the Sunni, the Muslim Sunni are the bad one, but we are the Shiite are the good one. If you talk to the Shiite, he will say the same thing. If you talk to him, he said, we in Turkey have the best country. I mean, in Turkey, it's a moderate country. We're not politics. Over 80% of Islam is politics. Your president Erdogan is the worst president ever exist in the 57 Muslim countries. Remember when Obama was in power and somebody mentioned that he was an Indonesian, so he was a senator becoming a president. He said, in Indonesia, the best countries, the best Muslim-Christian-Jew relationship in the 50s, we have the wonderful, loving, peace relationship between Jews and Christian Muslims. Well, I talked to some of the people of Indonesia as I've been there twice. Well, guess what they told me? In the 50s, they were beheading the Christians, the Muslim of Indonesia, were beheading the Christians as chicken and destroys their body to feed the fish. While Mr. Obama said it was the most peaceful country where Jews and Christian Muslims are together. They talked to Dr. Haas here in the video about what do you think of America as a Judeo-Christian country? Oh, yes, indeed. So how he proved it? His mother, his wife is a seminary student. I call it a cemetery student. If you are a Christian lady married to a Muslim man out of seminary, that means you were in cemetery. You were dead. You have no clue what Christian believe. But his mother-in-law is an ordained minister. His four children are Christian and baptized. The proofs are Christian. They're baptized. Remind me of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, where he talked about being a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yes, indeed, he was a Christian. And then his grandchildren also are baptized, and that makes them a Christian. I'm sorry. If he is really a father or a grandpa proud of his children, he should be a Christian. He should reject Islam, reject Muhammad, reject the Quran, and become a born-again Christian himself. But sadly, I don't know anything about his wife, his mother-in-law, his children, grandchildren. I doubt any of them know what it is to be a Christian. I know a lot of Christian Americans. Those who even in the Baptist church and those who are in the whatever churches you can talk about, and they know nothing about Islam nor Christianity. It's a sad story, but he smooth talk and he make everybody believe that he's a secular Muslim. He's not. He would get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood. Notice he said he would do everything he might to fight them. I'm sorry. You can say this to some weirdo Republican, know nothing about Islam, or some wacko Democrat, but this will not go with somebody like me or you, of course, Brad.
Well, again, you were born and raised in Egypt. You're an expert on Islam. You were indoctrinated in Islam as a student. They indoctrinated you in it. And your daddy was planting Baptist churches all over Egypt. Your dad was a pastor, and he had to flee with your mother out of Egypt, or they would have killed him, the Muslim Brotherhood. And so you've heard this song and dance before, haven't you?
Oh, Brother Brennan. There is not a Muslim man in America who is going to fall in love with any of these beautiful, attractive, sexy American girls, except he will tell them the following. I don't practice Islam. The children will grow up to be whatever they want. I love you, sweetheart. You are the best thing I have ever had in my life. This is the song they use to gain an office. And trust me, if he will not do anything wrong in his 6 years serving as a senator, if he won, God forbid. But guess what? He's going to open the door for the Muslim to run on the Republican side as much as they will be running and the Democrat side. And in that case, America is doomed for good because you will not have a party to stop the Muslims of taking over America. And once again, here's the question. Is he going to swear on the Quran? Or he's going to swear on the Bible? By the way, as a good Muslim, he has to understand that the Bible is a corrupt book. Therefore, he must swear on the Quran, which teaches him, Quran chapter 2, verse 225, it's okay to lie when you give an oath on the Quran. Just think about it, my dear American friends. Every time you see a senator, a congress, or whatever, a mayor, whatever office, when some Muslim put his hand or her hand on the Quran and swear to office, they're literally quoting Quran chapter 2, verse 225, which Allah said, Allah will not hold you responsible for your mere utterance in an oath. So that, which means if you don't really mean it in your heart, you can lie even when you put your hand on the Quran and swear to office. God help us.
So let me share the screen so that we get it right. Look at the screen here. This is his name, all right?
Yeah.
Mehmet?
No, Muhammad. Muhammad.
Okay, all right. So you actually know what it is about to ask you.
It is a Turkish, brother. It is a Turkish name for Muhammad in Arabic.
Look, we didn't rehearse this. Okay, we did not rehearse this. You had no idea what was coming, right?
No,
we didn't rehearse it. So I was going to, because Logan's like, hey, you know what his first name means? It means Muhammad.
Like Obama. I could not say Barack Hussein Obama, Brennan. Even in some of our Baptist churches, some of the Democrat ladies came to me. Why are you saying Barack Hussein Obama? His name is Barack Obama. You're trying to convince the people that he's a Muslim. Excuse me. The man is a Muslim because he's a Muslim. And that guy, he's a Muslim, but he's saying he's a good Muslim. He's a moderate Muslim. Just remember, my dear ladies who are watching us right now, when you meet with the Mohammedans, they will tell you they will not practice Islam. They love the Bible. They love Jesus. They're going to raise your children to be Christian. Guess what? They name their children. First boy, his name is Ed. Ed. I said, spell Ed, my friend. If you spell Ed, it's actually M-O-H-M-M-E-D. Oh, Muhammad, but you make him Ed. And what is the next boy here? Oh, his name is Lee. How you spell Lee? Well, it is actually A-L-I. You mean Ali? You see what they do, Brandon? They lie even in their name. How many people know that Dr. Oz, his real name is Muhammad Oz? But we don't want to offend so many of the unaware people or the ignorant people. They're going to go vote for Dr. Oz simply because Sean Hannity said he's a good guy and Mr. Trump said he's a good guy. And I like Mr. Trump. And if he run again, I will vote for him again. But to literally promote a Muslim person for an office in America, it's a big mistake. Result of Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Until today, neither Sean Hannity or Mr. Trump or Dr. Ben Carson or any of these people have a clue what Muslim agenda for America is. The blueprint plan for Muslim Brotherhood in North America is now fulfilled in our time, as you see more Muslims running for important office all over this country.
And let me ask you, because I know you got an interview coming up at 8 yourself, another one. If he says, look, I'm not for Sharia, I mean, doesn't he have to get on the horn back to folks in Turkey that he reportedly has business relationships with and tell them, hey, you know, I got to say this? Because if he really doesn't believe in Sharia, how can he be in a relationship with someone that again, according to Annie's research, the company he's in a relationship with, airline, half of its own or about that is owned by the Turkish government? Doesn't the Turkish government promote Sharia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brother Brennan, it's simple words. It is lie plus deception equal Islam. If I want to marry your daughter and my name is Muhammad, I will make sure that she will have zero doubt that I am going to marry her to raise Muslim baby out of her. I will go with her to the church. I will get baptized. I will baptize my children in the near future somehow for the cause of Allah, for the cause of Islam. I will do anything. Lie is permissible in Islam. Muhammad said, it is lawful to lie to your wives, that they will be pleased with you, with your enemy, because war is deception. And America, trust me, America is the great safety, it's the greatest enemy. And with your friend to make peace between them. You cannot live as a Muslim if you do not lie, because you are ordered by Muhammad. It is ordained for Muslims to lie to their wives, to their enemies, and to their friends. And that covers them all.
Absolutely. Take her out and feed her, will you please? Delta's poor thing.
Your dog bothered me years ago, and now it's bothering me. I'm telling you, if that dog is in Egypt, we'll eat her as a shish kebab, but that's okay.
You in Egypt, they love to have black dogs for pets, don't they?
No. Black dog is an evil. Muhammad gives an order for every black dog to be killed.
He's not joking. Black dogs...
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
You can have a white dog, but not a black dog. Uh-uh. But you got a white dog, so you're okay.
Well, black dogs matter too, you know.
Yeah. Every life, every dog in America matters. Every color doesn't matter.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Dr. Usama for being with us tonight. His website's thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. And you have the Quran translated from Arabic, which you do, into perfect English. So if they want to order it, they can order it from your website, thestraightway.org, and find out exactly what's in that book that's been whitewashed in most of the translations, correct?
Sadly, we got the accurate English translation, and soon we're going to have Arabic English side by side. There will be over 1,000 pages. For those who really want to go deep in this topic, we have lots more material we edited. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God help the American. God help the conservative not to fall in that. Once again, I'd rather to have Hunter or Biden as a senator in the state of Pennsylvania than to have Oz as a senator there. Because even if you do nothing wrong, he's opening the door for everything wrong to come to America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Thank you, Usama.